This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Reaction from the U.S. now that Israel says it will work to make sure more aid can get into Gaza. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the measures the Israeli government has announced to expand the flow of aid into Gaza are welcome, but may not be enough to meet the Biden administration's demands for dramatic improvements in humanitarian conditions in the territory. Blinken says if fully implemented, the opening of more border crossings could surge aid to Palestinians caught in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. At the same time, the Secretary of State says the U.S. wants to see a better system for deconfliction and coordination so that aid can be safely delivered and distributed inside Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN is calling on countries to stop selling or shipping weapons to Israel. Snow, rain, fierce winds, the Northeast is getting all of it.
A spring storm has brought heavy, wet snow to the Northeast, and at one point about 700,000 homes and businesses lost power. Maine and New Hampshire got most of the power outages. But Portland, Maine resident Jane Phillips, who was cross-country skiing in her neighborhood, says snow this time of year is a welcome thing.
Well, it's special to get snow in April and to be able to get out and enjoy it, you know. It's fun being a Mainer.
The National Weather Service said some 2 feet of snow was expected in parts of northern New England with wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour. I'm Donna Water.
Forecasters say clouds from these storms that are moving across the nation could foul up the view for some who hope to see the total solar eclipse on Monday from Texas through Maine. Today, President Biden will get a firsthand look at the wreckage at the site of that Baltimore Bridge collapse. He'll also visit with families of those who died. 6 people believed to have died after a cargo ship hit the bridge. This is AP News. Have you bought a new car lately? The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
New vehicle sales were up 5.1% from January through March as buyers stayed in the market despite higher interest rates. Electric vehicle sales growth, however, slowed as mainstream buyers are wary of limited range and a lack of charging stations. But with inventory on dealer lots growing towards pre-pandemic levels, auto companies were forced to reduce prices. J.D. Power says the average sales price in March was just over $44,000, or down 3.6% from a year ago. J.D. Power also says that automaker discounts in March were about $2,800, or two-thirds higher than a year ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
We'll get the March jobs report this morning. Analysts think employers added 200,000 jobs in March, a good increase, but it would be a slowdown from February's number. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.